efforts to ensure the protection of the family. At the 26th session of the Human Rights Council in June 2014, a resolution, note reference 13, titled Protection of the Family was tabled. The resolution called for the holding of a panel on the subject in September 2014. Note reference 14. It was adopted on June 26, 2014, as a result of a procedural tactic called a no-action motion. Note reference 15. Which was introduced by Russia to prevent discussion on an amendment proposed by a cross-regional coalition of 33 states. Note reference 16. Calling for the recognition of members within a family and the existence of various forms of the family in different cultural, political and social systems. Note reference 17. The subsequent amendment was tabled by Saudi Arabia and Pakistan that attempted to limit the concept of family to forms based on the union of a man and a woman. This was an indication of the unwillingness to consider previously agreed language despite previous discussions on the draft resolution. While noting the inadequacies, the vote was called, 26 in favor, 14 against, 6 abstaining, and 1 not voting. These events point to the definition of the family that conservative states aim to continue to call for, which is exclusionary, denying the protection of multiple forms of family. The resolution was used as a means of perpetuating patriarchy, regressing in women's, children's and lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender and / or intersex LGBTI rights, and misusing International Standards 3/2014. Arrow published a statement condemning the resolution and its contents. Note reference 18. Page 17. Sidebar. Box 3. Reference to the family in consensus documents. ICPDPO 5.1. While various forms of the family exist in different social, cultural, legal and political systems, the family is the basic unit of society and as such is entitled to receive comprehensive protection and support. The process of rapid demographic and socio-economic change throughout the world has influenced patterns of family formation and family life, generating considerable change in family composition and structure. Traditional notions of gender-based division of parental and domestic functions and participation in the paid labor force do not reflect current realities and aspirations, as more and more women in all parts of the world take up paid employment outside the home. At the same time, widespread migration, forced shifts of population caused by violent conflicts and wars, urbanization, poverty, natural disasters and other causes of displacement have placed greater strains on the family, since assistance from extended family support networks is often no longer available. Parents are often more dependent on assistance from third parties than they used to be in order to reconcile work and family responsibilities. This is particularly the case when policies and programs that affect the family ignore the existing diversity of family forms, or are insufficiently sensitive to the needs and rights of women and children. UNFPA 2004, BTFA 29. Women play a critical role in the family. The family is the basic unit of society and as such should be strengthened. It is entitled to receive comprehensive protection and support. In different cultural, political and social systems, various forms of the family exist. The rights, capabilities and responsibilities of family members must be respected. Women make a great contribution to the welfare of the family and to the development of society, which is still not recognized or considered in its full importance. The social significance of maternity, motherhood and a role of parents in the family and in the upbringing of children should be acknowledged. The upbringing of children requires shared responsibility of parents, women and men and society as a whole. Maternity, motherhood, parenting and a role of women in procreation must not be a basis for discrimination nor restrict the full participation of women in society. Recognition should also be given to the important role often played by women in many countries in caring for other members of their family. UN 1995. End of sidebar. In 2015, another resolution was tabled at the HRC's 29th session. Note reference 19. By a core group of 12 states. Note reference 20. Titled Protection of the Family. The contribution of the family to the realization of the right to an adequate standard of living for its members, particularly through its role in poverty eradication and achieving sustainable development. This initiative as a whole is very problematic as it sought to elevate the family as the families can perpetuate patriarchal oppression and traditions and harmful practices, and that human rights abuses occur within families such as marital rape, child abuse, female genital mutilation, early and forced marriage, dowry, related violence, so-called honor killings and other forms of domestic violence. In a sense, it is antithetical to other work of the Council's 3/2015, page 18. Sidebar. Box 4, key focus of Arrow's statement on the protection of the family resolution in 2014 and 2015. Critique the process of passing the resolution through the no action motion and lack of discussion. The focus on one form of family, as opposed to multiple forms of the family, which does not recognize that diverse forms of family exist in different cultural, political and social systems and the contexts these exist in. The need to discuss the family beyond the idea of marriage or marriage between a man and a woman, and that there is a need for a broad definition of the family so that all forms that may not have origin in marriage can be included, and these forms are entitled to similar protection. There is currently language that recognizes this diversity in UN conventions and consensus documents. The family is not the subject of protection in human rights frameworks, the individual is. This fails to recognize individuals within a family as rights holders. This denies the reality that human rights abuses take place within the family. This also deviates from the responsibilities of the state to prevent and protect against such violations. Source: Arrow 2014 and 2015. End of sidebar. This resolution too was passed by the HRC using a similar process as in 2014, where more progressive language on the family was dismissed. This resolution also called for the protection of the family as an institution without acknowledging the rights abuses that take place within the family. Again, it failed to recognize multiple forms of the family. More broadly, moves such as this can be considered to be efforts against the infiltration of so-called Western values and efforts to advocate for gender equality, human rights and empowerment, as well as acceptance of sexual and gender diversity. Lieutenant has been also linked to the rise in religious and social conservatism and traditionalism. AWID 2015. Arrow published a statement condemning the resolution and its contents. Arrow 2015. Note reference 21. There have been a number of other statements by rights groups condemning the resolution, citing similar reasons. Note reference 22. Subsequently, the need to protect the so-called traditional family was also raised in New York spaces, such as the Commission on the Status of Women, and as part of the Sustainable Development Agenda. These efforts are indicative of the continued efforts to ensure limited human rights for the individual. In 2016, during the 31st session of the Human Rights Council, the High Commissioner for Human Rights presented his report on the protection of the family, OHCHR 2016. He noted the lack of definition of the family under international human rights law, the need to recognize the diverse and changing forms of the family, and the importance of promoting equality and recognizing diversity. It referred to the need to recognize the conditions of respect for the principle of equality and non-discrimination, including the equal treatment of women and guaranteeing the best interests of the child. The protection of the family might appear to be positive, but, as noted in this section, it can have debilitating effects on human rights of individuals, with the prospect of affecting marginalized groups the most, with a focus on people of diverse sexuality. These efforts to advance the protection of the family can be considered to have most effect on limiting FRHR, as the family is usually the center of making decisions around accessing or denying these rights. At the same time, preventing a broader definition of family can counter achievements regarding rights on same-sex marriage and other progressive steps that have been taken to ensure SRHR. In particular, page 19. Effort focusing on raising the need for such a resolution and attempts to pass it are a direct response to denying the advancement of sexual orientation and gender identity SOGI, despite the recent appointment of an independent UN expert to look into LGBT rights and rights abuses in 2016, promoting heteronormativity and heterosexism. Thereby, rights regarding human sexuality are denied by controlling and narrowly defining sexual attraction, gender identity and expression, sexual orientation and sexual practices. Indirectly, such efforts can undermine the human rights and efforts to achieve development by adopting the human rights-based approach. Thus, it is important to consider the reasons behind states' push to protect the traditional family in international forums and look beyond what the family needs protection from. It is also important to review what happens to individual rights in such conditions.